Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Samuel 3 and verse 39, we will read these words together. "And I am weak today, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zariah, are too harsh for me. The Lord shall repay the evildoer according to his wickedness." In order to understand this verse, we must see it in the context in which it was written. You will remember that David had been secretly anointed king by the prophet Samuel while Saul was still king, but it was many hard, grueling years before the actual crown was placed upon his head. For a long time, he lived in exile, away from the very country in which he was anointed to rule. He was hunted down like a dog by the brutal viciousness of King Saul, until he, David, became like an animal in the mountains and in the wilderness. He hid in caves and lived under rocks. No cliff or ravine or canyon or summit was too dangerous for David to scramble over the top of. His feet were like the feet of a wild mountain goat. He knew little or no fear. A group of disillusioned, outcast, ragtag men gradually gathered around him. 1 Samuel 22 tells us, "And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered together around him. And so he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him." David became their torchbearer, their heroic leader. He became known as the protector of Israel. But one day a ferocious battle broke out upon Mount Gilboa. King Saul and his son Jonathan, the heir to the throne, fell in battle to the arrows of the Philistines. David's family and the tribe of Judah quickly recognized David as king, and he began to rule over them. But the other 11 tribes never acknowledged him as king. The commander of Saul's army, Abner, escaped that battle, but he was fearful that if he recognized David as king, he would lose his powerful position to David's commander, Joab. Eventually, David made peace with Saul's commander, named Abner, who promised to submit to David and deliver all Israel to David. But when Joab, David's commander, heard that Abner had made peace with David, he invited him to a meeting, and there, just outside of Abner's hometown, David's commander, Joab, plunged a knife deep into him and treacherously murdered him. When David heard about this, he was horrified. And now David became fearful of Joab himself, his own commander, the man who had all the army backing him. Instead of David confronting Joab about this murder, as he would have in his youthful days, he permitted this guilty man to go free without any repercussions. David gave Abner a magnificent funeral and made Joab walk as a mourner in the funeral procession. It was in this context that David said to his trusted friends around him in 2 Samuel 2:39, "I am weak today, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zariah, are too harsh for me." The men who had been David's bravest comrades and stood by him in his darkest hour, David is now afraid of them, and they are too hard for him. They forced David to submit to something he despised. These sons